What if your biggest work frustration could become your most profitable side business? That's exactly what Adam White discovered when he transformed his guest posting nightmare into a systematic solution that earned $3,000 a month while solving the same problem for hundreds of other marketers. What's up, friends? Welcome to Side Hustle School. It's Chris Guillebeau, your host. Welcome as well to Weekend Workshop. This segment's all about helping you learn the key steps to a new side hustle, one step or concept per week. It includes activities, examples, and more. We're using the book Side Hustle from Idea to Income in 27 Days as our text that is available wherever books are sold, including an audio version. And for the first half of the year, we went through the 27 steps in the book. Now, for the second half, we're looking at more detailed case studies so you can understand how people apply the framework and how, of course, you can too. So let's talk about this guy, Adam White. He was a digital marketing director for a charter bus company. He had multiple projects while pursuing creative passions like filmmaking and writing novels. He was a multi-potential side hustler. And a big part of his job was guest posting outreach, which is basically writing articles for other websites to boost brand visibility and generate links to the website. And if you've ever done guest posting, if you've ever kind of had a website or tried to get other people to link to your website, you know that it creates some admin chaos. At least for Adam, he was trying to track dozens of blogs and websites. They all had different submission rules, response times, formatting preferences. Some of them accepted guest posts, others didn't. Some of them had specific word counts and so on. So he basically had, you know, like spreadsheets and generic tools, all these things he was trying to use, you know, cobble together, but none of it was built for this specific use case. So he found himself switching systems, losing track of pitches, and missing follow-ups. And eventually he realized he was spending more time managing outreach than actually writing. So this was a clue. He's like, I've got a problem. Maybe somebody else has this problem too. And instead of continuing to patch things together, Adam built the tool that he wished existed. He mapped out every step of his guest posting process and identified the core data he needed to track: submission guidelines, contact info, and so on. His solution, Guest Post Tracker, included all that information, submission checklists, automated follow-up reminders, performance tracking, and relationship history. Basically, it was designed to streamline everything that had been slowing him down. And this tool immediately improved his own workflow, cutting admin time by 60%, boosting his success rate. And when he started sharing it with other marketers, or at least talking about it, the response was overwhelmingly positive. They noticed they had the same problem and nobody else had a good solution. So Adam packaged Guest Post Tracker as a product. What started as a personal fix became a sellable tool that solved this common problem in the industry and created a new revenue stream for Adam to support his creative work. So let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about that revenue stream, what the launch was like, and how you might apply this mindset to an idea of your own. Adam launched Guest Post Tracker by combining his marketing insight with early customer feedback. He made a simple sales page. It focused on outcomes like saving time, staying organized, improving results, rather than technical specs. And this message resonated with his audience, which was busy marketers who knew the pain of guest posting. The launch brought immediate results. Over 20 marketers purchased Guest Post Tracker in the first month, which gave him some early revenue and actionable feedback for refining the product. Within 6 months, the product was earning $1,000 a month in recurring revenue. Word of mouth drove growth as happy customers referred peers facing the same issues. And basically, the product filled a clear market gap. Adam continued to improve the system based on input. He added some more features. And by the end of the first year, Guest Post Tracker was bringing in $3,000 a month with minimal ongoing effort. Now, that's our goal, right? Bringing in extra money each month with minimal ongoing effort, which was great for supporting Adam's creative work on the side. He could focus on filmmaking and novel writing with the support of that extra side income. Okay, so let's talk about your implementation guide. If you want to take this same process and apply it to a different market or a different idea, basically you're going to look for a recurring, frustrating task in your work, especially one that feels like it should already have a solution. You're like, this should be easier, but it isn't. So what can we do about it? Step two, validate the fact that others share this frustration. Like, hopefully it's not just you, it's other people as well. Step three, build a specialized solution that fits your workflow better than any generic tool, just like Adam did. Step four, test it with peers, refine it a bit based on their feedback, and launch. This approach works for lots of different fields. If you are a social media manager, you could build a tool for multi-platform planning. If you're a sales professional, you might create customer relationship management features for different types of selling. If you're an event planner, you could design project systems specific to event timelines. Basically, the playbook is the same. You identify that workflow problem and then make something tailored and effective. Adam's story is a reminder that business ideas don't have to come from brainstorming. They can come from the daily friction of your own work. You just notice, like notice what is wrong, what could be better, and so on. If you're struggling with something and the existing tools aren't cutting it, chances are that others feel the same. So I'll leave you with that today. And also, of course, it's better to have a simple idea you can start right away than a brilliant idea that never launches. There's something out there you can do for your first or your next side hustle. I hope you'll take action on it. I hope you'll get closer to a goal you believe in. And of course, continue to listen. It's always free. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.